I'm going to start with the adult book. It's a thriller, and it's the particular type of thriller that's quite popular at the moment. They label it domestic noir or suburban noir. And as I understand it, that means they're generally about women as a central character, and there's something sinister that's happened at home or in a relationship or in some quite ordinary circumstance that we can all relate to. And books like this have been bestsellers like Gone Girl and The Girl on a Train.
Yeah, which we read that a couple of weeks ago, so it's amazing, yeah.
Well, the book I've chosen has been compared to both of those books, and yet it's her first novel. And the author is Renee Knight. She's a TV documentary maker as a career, and she's also got a local connection because she's got a home at Bordsey. But I picked up this book initially because I was just intrigued by the premise of it. Reading the blurb, it is just quite fascinating. So the thrust of the book is that a woman called Catherine, actually, so it made it even more eerie for me, she goes to bed one night and she decides to pick up a new book to read from the pile on her bedside table. She's a bit puzzled because she can't quite remember buying it. Unfortunately, that's a state of things today, isn't it? But she starts reading, and she hasn't got very far when she begins to get a bit uncomfortable because the story sounds very much like something that's happened to her, something in her life. So she goes back to the front of the book to try and find out more. Is she going crazy? You know, is there some explanation for it? But she discovers that the lines at the front of the book, I don't know whether you noticed these, but in each book there's usually a comment in fiction which says, any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. But for this book, those lines have been scored out with a straight red line. So, who's the author of the book, and how do they know her secret, and what are they trying to achieve through writing about her? What are they going to do next? So, of course, I can't tell you, and it's really important that you discover the twist for yourself. But I think it's really worth picking this book up. It's written beautifully. Well, it's very confident, very accomplished. You feel very safe in the hands of this author, and the pace of it is perfect. Everything about the development of the storyline is convincing and believable, and you're puzzling right until the very end.
I want to read it now. You've done a good job. But I gather we can actually come and meet Renee as well.
Well, yes, I was so thrilled with the book that when I realised that she did live locally, I invited her to come along to Browsers, and she's coming next week. So it's a week on Thursday, the 9th of July, and it's 7:30. She's coming along to talk about it, but she's also coming to talk about the fact that it's been optioned as a film, and she's writing the script for it.
So how
she'll
exciting!
Be giving us that perspective as well. So it will be great and nice, I think. If you're interested, tickets are £12 and you get a glass of wine and a copy of the book.
Which is retail price is more than £12, isn't
That's
it,
right.
as well?
So it's very good value for an evening.
Sounds brilliant. Is that at the shop or is that
it
in
is.
The...
Yeah, no, okay. It's at the bookshop, Browsers Bookshop in Woodbridge, yeah.
Okay. And it sounds brilliant book. Sounds really good. So I shall make a note of that. I want that one for my holiday reading.
Yeah.
I've got too much reading to do. It could be my bedside table with all those books that I have to say. tell me about the youngsters' books.